Grinder presents this unabridged recording of Epic Adventure, Kind Of. Written by Liz Pichon and read by Russell Tovey. Ever since my grandparents came back from travelling around the world, I've seen a lot more of them. Mostly because they've rented a flat just round the corner from our house, which I think is brilliant. Dad doesn't seem quite so pleased. Really? That near? I've been finding out lots of things about them too. Who knew old people could be so bendy? Mum and I have come round to see how Granny Pet and Grandad Joe are settling in. We weren't expecting to see them upside down, on the floor, doing yoga.
We learned these moves in India,
Grandad Joe tells me, crossing and uncrossing his legs. It's good for keeping you flexible, Granny Pet says while balancing on her head. It seems to be working for you, Mum agrees. Why don't you do yoga, Mum? I ask. Because I do other things, like look after you lot, she says. I show the Wrinklies, that's their nickname, how to pat their tummies and rub their heads at the same time. It looks easy, but if you don't concentrate, you can get in a muddle. A bit like yoga, Grandad Joe says, swapping his legs over again. Granny Pet manages to do it, but Grandad Joe gives up because he says it's messing up his hair. I also discover that the Wrinklies can speak 4 different languages. You two are full of surprises, Mum says, because she didn't know that either. How do you say you are an idiot in any language that Delia won't understand? I ask. I want to know, as that will be useful and fun to try out. I'm not sure Delia understands English sometimes, Mum sighs. Why don't you learn to say something nicer instead? Like, I love my family and I want to tidy my room, in Spanish. Mum thinks she's hilarious. Then Granny Pet says something that neither of us understand. La boche, mir y paz y amor. Grandad translates for us and they both do a heart sign. It means peace and love, in Russian and Spanish. I do it back to them, the heart sign, not the Russian or Spanish bit. We're about to leave when Granny Pet asks me about my band. What's it called? And who's in it with you? It's called... Yeah! Dog Zombies. There's me, obviously, Derek and my friend Norman, who's a brilliant drummer as long as he hasn't had any sweets, I explain. Dog Zombies? I love that name. That reminds me, we brought something back from South Africa that you could use in the band. It's still packed away, so we'll bring it round next time we see you. Yes, I'm excited about that.